USA Radio News.
Birthright citizenship is a very, very important subject. In my opinion, it's much less complex than people think. I think it says it very loud and clear in the Constitution that you don't have to go through the process of whatever they're talking about.
President Trump discussing birthright citizenship before heading to Florida for a Make America Great Again rally. The president continued.
And by the way, this is not a constitutional amendment. You don't need a constitutional amendment for birthright citizenship.
The president also said he would send over 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border if needed. A federal grand jury indicted Robert Bowers, a man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue, on 44 counts. Bowers is being held without bond, and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I've told you about MyPillow a lot, but in case you've been living under a rock, here's the story. MyPillow stays cool. It keeps its shape all night long. No more waking up in the middle of the night to flip over to the cool side of the pillow. It maintains its shape. You can wash it. You can dry it. It's like new again. It comes with a 10-year warranty, and that did come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, but if you buy one through our special offer, you have up until March 1st to return your pillow if you're not absolutely in love with it. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. A guarantee till March 1st? Where else you gonna get that?
The man suspected of mailing over a dozen potentially explosive packages to high-level Democrats, as well as CNN, was apparently planning to send those packages for months. Here's an update from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Prosecutors say shipping labels matching those found on packages were saved on Cesar Sayoc's laptop as early as July. They were in a file that also included the address of South Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, which was used as the return address on those packages. While evidence against Sayoc continues to be collected, prosecutors say what has been found so far is overwhelming. However, Sayoc's lawyer claims prosecutors don't have a very good case against his client. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Boston Red Sox celebrated their World Series victory today with a parade in downtown Boston. Estimates are between 500,000 and 1 million people showed up for the festivities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Democrat Stacey Abrams is running for governor in Georgia. Now, she's locked into a tight battle against Republican Secretary of State Brian Kemp, and most people believe right now the race is within the margin of error for both candidates. Abrams was on The View Tuesday, and she was asked about her position on gun control.
So let's be clear. I am not anti-gun. My great-grandmother taught me how to shoot when I was growing up in Mississippi. I like trap shooting. I like target shooting. I don't hunt because I mostly eat chicken, and that just seems mean. However, I know that the most responsible gun owners understand that they have the responsibility for the firearms and making sure that only responsible people have those firearms. That's why I believe in a background check. I believe in a 3-day waiting period. I believe that those who commit domestic violence and stalking should not have access to weapons. I do not believe that weapons of mass destruction like the AR-15 belong in civilian hands. I think they should be prohibited from civilian use. I've shot an AR-15, and I think you probably have too. And while it's an amazing amount of power, it also is an amazing amount of destruction, and there is very little that can be done to protect vulnerable communities when the AR-15 is present.
And regarding the logistics of this, McCain then asked Abrams if everyone would be turning in their legal, currently legal AR-15s, to which Abrams dodged the question. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.